The happy game for Colgate-Palmolive.
There's no time like the present, they say, so today's the best time to take a real good look at the toothbrush you're using. Isn't rather soggy, cakeless toothpaste, and not quite as sanitary as it should be? Well, for the right kind of dental care, get a Colgate nylon toothbrush. It gives you two special features at a special economy price. You'll notice how it's designed to keep clean upper and lower back teeth easily and polish tooth enamel safely. And those grand nylon bristles just can't get soft or soggy. So get Colgate's nylon toothbrush and use it with your favorite toothpaste or tooth powder, Colgate. And now...
Who's there?
It's the Happy Gang.
Well, come on in.
Keep happy with the Happy Gang. Keep happy Saturday with the band.
A happy Friday to you from the boys in K-Soap. We hope you like our music and our songs and our jokes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keep happy in the Happy Gang way. Keep healthy with the Molly State. Cause if you're happy and healthy, the heck you may be unlucky. So keep happy with the Happy Gang.
We're screaming.
La, 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 la.
Yes, it's the Happy Gang from Toronto with Kathleen Stokes at the organ, Blaine Matthew and his violin, Cliff McKay and his clarinet, Jimmy Namaro and his vibraphone, Eddie Allen and his accordion, and with Hugh Bartlett pinch hitting for Bert Pearl as your master of ceremony.
Keep happy and healthy, the heck with me and wealthy, so keep happy with the Happy Gang.
Oh, thanks, Herb May, and hiya, friends from coast to coast. This is old Gravel Throat Bartlett extending an invitation to all of you out there to join us here in the studio for the next half hour while we try and have a little bit of fun. We've got a newie to open today's show. As you know, in Bert's absence, the terrible threesome has been reduced to the gruesome twosome. Isn't that right, Ed?
This is a solo today,
dude. Oh, is it a solo?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got throat trouble, too. Now, look at that. I think up all these new ideas, nothing happens. I'm wrong again. Well, here is our ton of fun. At least I can say that. Cliff McKay and a little bit of a nursery rhyme that was put together. You all remember it. Fuzzy Wuzzy Wuzzle Wizzle 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 Wizzle. Well, go ahead. You straighten it up, boy.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, Wuzzy. Fuzzy Wuzzy lost his crop in the North Pole barbershop. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, Wuzzy. They say that all the seals in Hudson Bay and beat Fuzzy's fuzz. But when they cut his rug away, he wasn't what he used to was. Cause Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, Wuzzy. Up in Hudson Bay, he's fuzzy, he's fuzzy, he's fuzzy. But when it is red, is red, is red, he wasn't what he used to was. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy. Well, was he?
does it, and does it very nicely, Cliff. Just about at this time, we have Miss Kathleen Stokes, Mr. Herb May, and they have something to say, so just go on and elucidate, please.
Got a tip today, Kay, about children's teeth?
Yes, Herb, and here it is. Your baby will cut his first molars when he's about a year old, although some children don't get them till around 16 months. Remember that these are deciduous teeth, too, and they'll be replaced by permanent teeth later on.
Thanks a lot, Kay. And Mother, remember, too, that your children will go up their toothbrushing with a will when you give them Colgate toothpaste or tooth powder. You see, kiddies really like Colgate because of its grand peppermint taste. And you know, Colgate does a lot more than just taste pleasant. It keeps teeth clean and shining and removes tiny food particles that often start decay. What's more, Colgate does these wonderful cleaning jobs safely, too, because it's guaranteed absolutely free of all harsh abrasives. So start your children early in life with the right tooth cleaning care. Colgate toothpaste or tooth powder, morning, night, and after meal.
You said a great big thing there, Herb. That's wonderful advice. On deck with a new suit, a new tie, and a new haircut.
A haircut is right, brother. He's just about permanent.
Yeah, you didn't take gas with that, did
you?
No,
sir.
It's our own Eddie Allen, who has something to say each day to your good mothers out along the network that goes...
Hello, Mom.
Yes, sir, that's it, Ed. And what about, what tune are you singing today?
Well, I'll tell you, Hugh, last week we tried a new tune on. It's just called Every Time We Say Goodbye. So today we're going to do a repeat on it.
Well, very well, Every Time We Say Goodbye.
From major to minor,
That I like, Ed, and I'm sure that those of us here from the applause like it, too.
Yes, sir.
Well, Kay is featured now. A little bit of a solo today, too. And stopped already.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Our lovely Kathleen at the organ, and she's ready to go with her own rendition of a very cute little tune called Polly. Yeah. Now, Herb, you have a bit of a message at this point, haven't you?
Well, right about now, friend, we want to pay a little tribute. It's to a Northern Ontario radio station, CJKL Kirkland Lake. This week marks the official opening of CJKL's new studios in Austin. And we're told they're just about the most modern in Canada. So, from all the kids in the gang and our audience, more power to you, CJKL. May your new studios be a joy to you and your listeners. Let's give them a real welcome, shall we, Otto?
Thanks, Herb. I couldn't have read it better if I had a voice. The kids are here now with a little bit of a novelty thing. He's almost scares me to announce the title of it.
Yeah.
It's a service special, too, for the boys in the RCAF station in Trenton, The Night That She Cried to My Dear.
You!
We were passing by Jake's place one evening.
Kind of late, wasn't it?
When the tire on the rear wheel gave way. Isn't it the truth? If we hadn't passed Jake's place that evening,
what's the late?
I'd be much better off today. There were stars in the skies. There was love in her eyes.
The night that she cried in my beer.
How my sympathies rose as she told me her woes.
The night that she cried in my beer.
The music was playing a two-step, but I made a misstep, I fear. For before the place closed, I just stopped and proposed.
And I said she cried in my beer.
As I twirled my mustache.
Pardon me for interrupting.
What's the matter?
Listen, I think that's a very naughty word for us to be saying.
I think
right.
So, yeah.
So supposing we get over the thing by just spelling it. You know how to spell it?
Just let me see here. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. V-E-E-R.
That's right. Okay, try it again.
All right.
If I only had one of these mustaches anyway, but also.
As I twirled my mustache, I could hear the tears splash.
The night that she cried in my B-E-E-R.
I could strangle the cat who had made her so sad.
The night that she cried in my B-E-E-R.
I hated that miserable villain.
You did?
It's lucky he didn't appear.
It's him.
Why, I'd have torn him apart just for breaking her heart.
The night that she cried in my B-E-E-R.
Hired all electric fans.
Blaine, just a minute. Hold it. I got interrupted again. I'm awfully sorry.
What?
But look, I think this spelling business, I think that's just silly.
Sure.
Look, it's a censored word. So supposing we just say censored in that spot, eh?
Fine. We'll just say censored.
Try it again.
I heard all I could stand. Then I asked for her hand.
The night that she cried in my censored.
Much better.
Then she gazed with a sigh out of her one good eye.
The night that she cried in my censored.
She said,
I feel like an outcast. I haven't been home for a year.
No wonder.
Please save me from shame and give me your name.
The night that she cried in my center.
You should hear the girl grieve.
Eddie, just a minute.
Now what's wrong?
Wait a minute.
Well, I think I should... Look, we said the word, then we decided to spell it.
Right.
And we added censored.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, it just doesn't... Look, if we're going to have all this trouble, why just don't we leave the word out?
You mean like make it passive?
Yeah. Leave us make it passive.
Okay, let's
try it that way.
You should hear the girl grieve as she clung to my sleeve.
The night that she cried in my...
After I had a few, she had me crying too.
The night that she cried in my...
She told me that she was a widow. I said, you're the kid old for me.
Sing it, Jim.
Now I've got 7 kids, 'cause my heart hits the skid.
The night that she cried in my
beer.
All grain! Now it's time to roll a barrel for the gang's all here.
Well, that was Blaine's idea. Old Blaine. Are you all ready? Friends, this has got to come sooner or later, so let's do it now. Go ahead, Chris.
Ready or not, this is the spot. Here comes Huey with no spot. Old or new, come on, Huey. See what's cooking in the joke pot.
Ha, 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 Jeremy. Well, our story today takes place in the home of Mr. and Mrs. Elevator Shaft and their little son, second floor, please. The minister of their church was invited over to dinner at their house and has enjoyed a very delectable dinner. And as we look in on the scene, little second floor, please, is trying to be a complete gentleman and entertain the minister. So let's listen as he says...
Did you enjoy your dinner, sir?
Why, yes, I certainly did. It was most delicious.
Is there anything I can get for you, sir?
No, thank you, son. By the way, doesn't the family pray before each meal?
Oh, no, sir. Mother says the cook's very reliable.
Oh, I do. Well, we thought that was kind of a cutie, and I hope you did, too. What was it, Jim? Oh, feeling is music. Jimmy, every day I've got the wrong instrument, the wrong number of notes. Now I'm feeling his music, Dave. He's accusing me of it. Here is Jim with the marimba. How many notes, Jim?
Four.
4 notes today. Kathleen Stokes, the organ. Jimmy's own special arrangement of the very lovely Roses of Picardy. Thank you. Jim. And I think just to fool me, you put in a little vibraphone there, didn't you? See you after the program. The kids are all here now to make a report to the nation on Palmolive soap.
Palmolive's beauty massage brings lovelier complexions to 2 out of every 3 women in just 14 days. That statement has been proved by women who made the 14-day Palmolive test right in their own homes. Doctors recommend Palmolive 60-second face cloth massage because Palmolive is made with skin-soothing palm and olive oil, 2 of nature's finest skin conditioners. So this very weekend, start Palmolive's 14-day way to new complexion beauty. You'll find that in just 14 days, your complexion will be softer, smoother, more radiantly lovely.
I said I won't surrender, but I know darn well I will. My hopes are pretty slender, and my chances almost nil. Why should I try to alibi when anyone can see? You've got me where you want me, and it's where I want to be.
Didn't know it before, Cliff, but now I do, and it's a swell song. Friends, the old clock on the wall says it's time to go, and that winds up another week of Happy Gang Broadcasting. Thanks for coming down. Thanks for listening out there along the network. We'll see you again, let's see, Monday, 1:15. Over the weekend, be happy, won't you?
There they go, ladies and gentlemen, but they'll be back again Monday at the same time. The Happy Gang is brought to you by Colgate Palmolive Products. The Happy Gang features Kathleen Stokes to the organ, Blaine Massey in his violin, Cliff McKay in his clarinet, Jimmy Namaro in his vibraphone, Eddie Allen in his accordion, and with Hugh Bartlett pinch hitting for Bert Pearl as your master of ceremony. And so, until Monday at the same time, remember Palmolive and happy listening. This is the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.